that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Let's go back and look at verse 8. Now addressing everyone, wives, husbands, servants, masters. He doesn't really say much to masters because of, you look at the apostles of the circumcision, James, Peter, they say a lot, there's a lot of, when Paul went to the Gentiles and they went back to determine what the Gentiles had to do at the council, they were mindful that they should remember the poor. And, I would say, there's not as much gracious, like, especially James, man, he rails against the rich. He rails against them. And he doesn't exclude them. But as Jesus said, it's very hard for rich. That's why, and here the masters is like, it's sort of like, well, servants, be subject to your masters. Not only to the good, but also to the evil. He doesn't really address masters, because honestly, if you're a Christian, you become a master. Your mindset should be, how can I, I wouldn't want to, just like the rich man, you got to kind of get rid of your riches. Slaves are a form of riches. You should probably, I don't mean you should sell them off. Well, that's the thing. It's like, maybe let them work off, But again, the best thing to do is to just let it all go, man. Anyways, be all of one mind. Paul teaches this too. You got all to be of one mind, one heart, one spirit, and faith. Husbands, wives, small or great, in the church, love his brethren, have compassion, which means interesting word, We sometimes say pathos in English. The pathos, the feeling. This is sympathēs. And again, another word that comes from Greek. But sympathēs in Greek, which means, sum is like this word, it's like co in English. It means fellow feeling, like we co-feel together. We have mutual understanding. We understand each other's feelings. Love one another's brethren. Understand how other people feel. That's not always easy, because people, of course, think of themselves. But I'll tell you, by the Spirit of God, He will teach you. And when I say things aren't easy, I don't like saying that, honestly. It's not easy to flesh. In fact, to the flesh, it's always impossible to do the things God requires. But really, ultimately, it makes everything easier. And if everyone knows that a family where people are arguing and fighting is not easy. It's not easy to live like that. Now, it's easy to fall into that because of sin. But it's not like a nice way to live. When everything's nice and people get along with each other and they put effort into it, everything goes so much smoother. It is easier. Honestly, I find sobriety much easier than drunkenness. Drunkenness, I always had to find out where I could get the next drink. Find out where I could get more dope. Find out where my cigarettes are going to be. There was always something I had to run after. It was complicated. Just like with trouble, there's always something you got to hold anger about. There's always something you got to strive about. There's always something you got to, something burning. Something in the fire. Pitiful. Well, compassion, sympathetic. Courteous is philophron, which means literally friendly of mind in Greek. Courteous. Of a friendly mind. Not like, hostile. Oh. was coming, you know, I was like, oh, what are you just coming up to talk to me? What trouble are they bringing? What problems am I going to have with this guy? You know, it's exhibiting the exact opposite. Exhibiting a sort of hostility of mind. We want to be of a friendly mindset. Verse 9 says, not rendering evil for evil. There's a lot of stuff that goes back to the Sermon on the Mount. You know, if a guy strike you on the right cheek, turn him the other also. Don't render evil for evil. Meaning, you know, there's a whole lot of reasons for that. One, God says, don't do that. Even though he created the wicked for the day of evil. He wants us as his sons to be raised up, restraining ourselves. Because God has a lot of restraint. Really. I mean, consider the fact that he even creates things in the world that are contrary to the way to what pleases him. He made things that were actually displeasing to him in the universe, you know? Evil, Satan. But he bears it because he has in mind, God has a hope too, you know? He has an expectation. He's going to reap a reward in the end. And that is, he's going to have raised up sons. Sons of God, heirs for himself. It's an amazing thing God has taken on, honestly, when you think about it. It's like, it's very generous, because I think he doesn't really need all this. You know, as if he needed anything. But that he would like, you know, set all this up to bring about eternal life for some, just, you know, take us and put us in this flesh and this existence, which is marvelous in and of itself, but that through this he would cause us to inherit eternal life. We have to have a certain mindset, and this is part of it. You know, we do not. We want to be productive, not destructive, not always, you know, because the thing is ultimately, you never know who your brethren is, necessarily. I mean, a guy you think on the street, he's just some jerk. God sees him and he says, yeah, I'm going to call him by you. So be mindful of how you are towards him, okay? But certainly with the brethren, even more so. We should walk this way. Well, you're going to have to spend the rest of eternity with these people.